In its early stages, I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News. That's how a Justice Department official describes the investigation into classified documents in former President Trump's Florida estate. Fox's Kevin Cork with more.
The FBI believed that there might be evidence of obstruction, that the criminal investigation began after the National Archives sent a referral to the DOJ in February. Joe Biden insists he's still not sure if the former president had the right to declassify all the materials at his home. Critics, however, argue that nothing that's been disclosed so far rises to the level of needing to treat a former president in this way.
The Justice Department released a highly redacted affidavit behind the search of Mar-a-Lago. People committed to fighting gun violence hold a rally on the Texas State Capitol steps in Austin today with a message for Governor Greg Abbott.
Those who attended the March for Our Lives event want Governor Abbott to call a special legislative session to raise the age limit to buy an assault weapon such as an AR-15 in the state of Texas from 18 to 21. Brett Cross, who lost his son in the Uvalde shooting, delivered a direct message to the governor.
Either man up and do what's right for us, or get the hell out of our way because we are not stopping and no more children need to die.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
The Uvalde shooting killed 19 kids and two teachers. The countdown is on for NASA's test launch Monday of the rocket and crew capsules that will carry astronauts back to the moon as part of the Artemis program. Chief exploration scientist Jacob Bleacher.
The atmosphere here is like nothing I've ever experienced before. It is definitely getting real. The rocket outside on launch pad 39B will be right the next chapter of space exploration and space science.
The first Artemis moon landing is scheduled for 2025. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Congress, for the first time, is creating an office to decide what pilot sightings are extraterrestrial.
There is language in the Senate Intelligence Authorization Bill which says that reports of, quote, transmedium threats are expanding exponentially. Congress held the first hearing on UFOs in 50 years back in May, but lawmakers left the hearing with more questions than answers. That's why the bill would compel the military to investigate what we don't understand. There's also concern that the military may be trying to hide advanced American technology, or there's worry that the Chinese or Russians have technology which the U.S. lacks.
Fox's Chad Pergram. Tragedy for a Missouri family after a house fire.
Firefighters say they found 2-year-old Elijah Martinez hiding under the bathroom sink as his Florissant, Missouri home went up in flames. The young boy was unconscious. He was rushed to the hospital, but ultimately died from his injuries. His parents and 7 and 4-year-old brothers managed to escape and were treated for minor smoke inhalation. The cause of Wednesday's house fire is under investigation, but firefighters believe it was accidental. Tom Graham, Fox News.
Authorities have identified a set of bones discovered in the receding waters of Lake Mead outside Las Vegas.
The Clark County Coroner's Office says the bones found in early May are those of Thomas Ernst, who was a 42-year-old father who went under and never resurfaced during a night swim on the lake in early August of 2002. Still to be identified, several more sets of partial human remains found since, most of them near a former swimming area in the lake. And the man whose body was found in a rusted barrel, it appears he'd been shot to death sometime in the 70s or 80s. The water level in Lake Mead has dropped more than 170 feet in the last 40 years. It's now at less than 30% of its capacity. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.